Hi, friends. It's Laura Collin from the See Me Shine Dance podcast, where we bring you stories from the world of dance, or sometimes just stories that dancers and their families might find interesting. And today happens to be one of those days. I sat down with Cherie Rucker, who is a mental health clinician and the owner of Comprehensive Counseling Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we had an extra special treat where her sons joined us to have our conversation as well. They are not dancers. They much prefer basketball, being on the basketball court rather than the stage. However, we had a nice conversation about how social media is affecting us. And Cherie shares this really cool strategy that she has, which is she calls her social media bubble. So stay tuned and listen to all the great stuff that Cherie and her boys share with us. Hi, welcome to the See Me Shine Dance podcast. I'm so excited to have Cherie Rucker here with me today. And what I'm going to do, Cherie is a she is a social worker, and what really drew me to her was I saw a post that she had or an interview she had done talking about social media and what's happening with social media with us right now, and I thought it would be such a great interview, and I'm sure my audience would just love to hear what you have to say. So what I want to do first is just welcome you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, you're welcome. And then why don't we start with a couple of introductions, because we have a special treat today and we have her sons here with us as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over to you, Cherie, and then if you could introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your background and your handsome boys.
All right. Again, my name is Cherie Rucker and I'm a mental health clinician at Comprehensive Counseling Center, LLC. I started private practice approximately 3.5 years ago. I have over 15 years in the field. I just deal with issues ranging from depression, anxiety, PTSD, trauma, loss and grief, personality disorders, and a wide range of other things. Mm-hmm. So today I'm so happy to be joined with 3 of 4 of my sons. And we'll start with the oldest that I have here. His name is Makai Rucker, and he's in the 8th grade. He's 13 and 6'1".
Holy moly.
Yeah. So he's very tall. And why don't you tell the rest about yourself? What do you like to do?
I like to play sports. Yeah, about it. And play games on my Xbox.
Uh-huh. What about school?
Cool, like.
He's doing well, though. For yeah. It to be all right.
Yeah, I have one of those, too. I have a daughter. She does well, but she's not feeling it either.
Yeah. And so to the right of me, I have Jathan Rucker, who is 12 years old. He just started his first year in middle school. So it's been a big change transferring from elementary to middle school and be online. Mm. And so we're just working really hard with him. And he's trying really, really, really hard. So how about you tell everyone what you enjoy and what are some of your favorite things to do?
I like sports, swimming. That's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a sports family here.
We have a sports family. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. And then to the end, I have my youngest, who is Khalif Rucker. He's 10 years old, and he's at his last year of elementary, so he's in the 5th grade.
Nice.
So, Khalif, what do you like to do?
Sports.
Anything else?
Swim.
And, you know, when I sent my email about the personalities of each, I said the 10-year-old was silly. So he's right on cue tonight.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. I love it. I love it. So let's talk a little bit about what I really loved was you talked about what social media, what's happening with social media right now with the whole COVID thing, and then also your social media bubble.
Yeah, so what I found out, thank you, is during COVID, social media has picked up in terms of usage, frequency, And I'm noticing that it's causing a lot of anxiety and depression in adults, young adolescents, teens, and even our single-digit kids, so up until about 9-ish. And so I've been working on a list and trying to just figure out do's and don'ts for social media. I've talked to my children about it, and when we had the conversation, some of the things that they told me, I was a little bit in shock, you know, about some of the invitations and things that pop up on their page that lead them here and there. And so I've been working with them just on do's and don'ts about how to keep ourselves safe. But what I've talked a lot about extensively lately is just this bubble that I currently use whenever necessary. And so it's just going in there where I'm not using social media, I'm not watching the news, I'm not doing anything that's gonna negatively affect my mood, my emotions, and that thing. And so sometimes I stay in there a while just till I can regroup. So over the last 6 weeks, I found that I've created an inner bubble within that bubble. And so in that inner bubble, I use it as a time of self-reflection. And so in that bubble, I'm trying to figure out what else do I need to cut out of my life that's gonna keep me some peace. What else can I do to make goals and knock them down? What else do I need to do to take care of myself so I'm a better mother, parent, sister, a better clinician? So when I go into that inner bubble of self-reflection, that means like some of my people that may that I know may be negative, I can't talk to them right now. And so it's not that I ignore them, but I'll get back to them. But in that inner bubble, I just I'm just focused. Self-reflection, self-awareness, and what do I need to do to keep me and my family healthy as well as the people that I see.
That's awesome. So your first, your social media bubble, you kind of like check out for a little bit from your, from the social media platforms you're on. And then you'll even go even deeper where you're, it's more than just the social, it's actual physical, you know.
Basically. Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. Now, let me ask you this. Do boys, do they, does she ever put you in social media bubbles? Does she ever force a social media bubble on you? No? All right. Cool. So you just have conversations about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Can you think of any stories either? I would love to know something because I think social media can be an awesome thing too. Other than just bringing you like joy and, you know, the, you know, pleasure from getting the likes and stuff. But I really think it can be a powerful thing, but it can be a scary or negative thing too. Can you share either one of those sides of the story for me? Something that's happened to you in social with social media that you could think of? Yeah.
One time I was Snapchat on my phone. A random girl just added me, and she was started sending nudes.
And she started. I'm sorry, I missed that. She
started sending nudes.
Oh no, that is very dangerous. Was it somebody you knew? I wonder how she got your information.
Well, she didn't really add me. It's like this little website thing. Quick ad.
Okay.
But it's a thing called Quick Ad on Snapchat. It's like where all these girls is, they like ask minors or, you know, people, you know.
Wow. So then let me ask you this. What did you do when that happened?
I blocked her.
You blocked her? Good. Is there anything else you did?
See, I would have reported her, but I just blocked her.
Okay. Did you tell your mom or?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the important thing too. So blocking her and telling your mom, it's an awesome thing to do. And it's, you know, what's so scary is that if you don't take those steps, right, Cherie?
Yes.
You could get in trouble. Even if it was something that you had nothing to do with something you did. It's something that happened to you. You really got to make sure you know, you block and then you get rid of anything that might've been on your phone and you tell an adult because that could be dangerous for you as well. Wow.
Absolutely.
And how old are you again, honey?
12.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's starting earlier and earlier. Like even the 10-year-old gets random things. And I'm surprised at what loads on their feed in terms of TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the latest and greatest I hear. But there's some very inappropriate themes, videos. I mean, you name it, you can find it on there.
Yep. And it's funny when I found you with your social media bubble, it made me think of, I have a daughter who she just turned 13 a few days ago, and she put herself in a TikTok bubble because it was affecting her mood. You know, she saw that these inappropriate things were just crossing in front of her all the time. And she did. She took herself off TikTok because it was starting to affect her negatively. So what
kind of, for her.
Yeah. And what kind of things can happen? Do you think, like, what are some things that kids should look for that, because you know, when you get so involved, you might not even know these things are happening. But
yes. So the first thing I would encourage people is to turn off your location before you log onto any social platform. Turn it off. Mm-hmm. Because I hear that it gives like city and state. Mm-hmm. So that can narrow things down. And then they also are using other things to get even closer to where you live. Mm-hmm. So take that off, first of all. I think as parents, we need to do a phone check.
Yeah.
Every couple of weeks, just walk up on it, hand it over. Type the code in and give it to them. And if you don't, you're going to lose it.
Right.
So part of it is just, you know, parents being reminded that we need to check on our children during this time to make sure that they're not getting too much information or the wrong information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Any other stories, boys? Anything else you can think of where something good or bad? Or even good is good. Like happy.
I don't know. Sometimes people text you and ask, you want to join a giveaway? I guess that can be good sometimes.
What type of giveaway, Makai?
Somebody the other day asked that I want to win $100, but I ain't doing it because.
So I guess that's the good for him.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yep. Cool.
Is that a good story, Khalid? What about when you guys see your siblings on your page with something good going on, or you see yourselves?
I can dance. Yep. You know what I find? My girls seem to use Snapchat for fun, real positive things. They have, right? You like Snapchat? And most of their interactions on, so I don't know if that's for everybody, but I feel like most of their interactions on Snapchat seem to be fun and positive.
Yes. Yeah. I don't really use Snapchat a lot, but from what I've seen, it can be a positive thing. Yeah. And I really believe that all social platforms can be positive, uh-huh. but you have to know how to use them. And you also have to, you know, check your circle. Who's on your friends list? Mm-hmm. Who's just looking out, trolling, and waiting to say some things that are unnecessary or pick a fight?
Yep. And just know, too, that all your friends aren't your friends or your followers. You know what I mean? I guess these kids don't do Facebook, so we don't do the, right? You guys don't have Facebook, do you?
They do.
No, we don't.
You do? Makai has Facebook.
Oh, you do? Do you use it much? I thought that was more like a, no. Yeah. So just that, you know, all your followers are not real, your real friends. You know what I mean? So you just can't put everything out there. You know what I mean? Like the people that put everything that they're doing out there for, you know, for the safety reasons and just for emotional reasons too, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's also, that's a good point that you make, because I'm finding that some adults and some children, when they don't get the likes, they're like, just, I don't even know what the right word to capture, but they're feeling neglected or rejected, mm-hmm. and they are just all over the place because a certain person didn't like their photo or didn't comment on something that they put out there.
Right.
And so I just tell people, don't live for likes. You know, if you're going to put yourself out there, then you know people are either going to have the option to like, pass it up, or they can comment.
Mm-hmm.
Three options. So you got to be really careful what you put out there.
Yep. Definitely. So, what do you suggest for children? Like when I say children, young adults, like you kids, you know, for kids. Do you suggest these breaks for the kids?
Absolutely.
It's so hard. It's so hard. So what's your advice on that?
And so they don't know that they're in the bubble during school hours.
Yeah.
So that's my invisible bubble that they don't know anything about. Mm-hmm. And so during those 6 to 8 hours, my young one said, now I do. So during those 6 to 8 hours, they're not getting that exposure to social media. Mm-hmm. And so even in the evenings, I make sure that they have some physical activity to do, and so that they're outside and they're not glued to the phone, mm-hmm. or glued to their video games. Because even that can be, I think, dangerous, because they have all these chats on the side. You can chat with people you don't know, and they're like, well, where do you live? And is your mom home? And so I'm just like, So we got to monitor that. And so even when they have their headphones on and their mics, sometimes I just want to be in earshot range so I can hear, you know, what's going on with these conversations. And then I'll pop in and be like, hey, who are you talking to? Mm-hmm. You know? And so I think with every social media platform, there's like this chat option. And I worry about that a lot, as well as just the picture content that they're getting.
Mm-hmm. Right. So just to be involved. How do you guys feel about that? Like, how do you feel about your mom being involved? Because I know not everybody has that going on, right? A lot of people, yeah, go ahead, hon.
I mean, I see why she's doing it, but like when she said, people ask where you live, I know not to give out my information where I live. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, that's awesome, that's awesome.
Yeah, I work out too. You think I'm the social media police?
Not for real.
So what do you think about it?
Man, I know about it, but like, you know?
No, I don't. All right, Kelly, your turn. What do you think about it?
I just knew I'm not, you know, my address, so
I'm a
person. That's
good.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed what he said. Can you say it again, hon?
I know that I'm not gonna see my address to someone.
She's not gonna see the.
Can you speak up? Scoot up a little bit.
I know that I'm not gonna see my address though.
Oh, right. Yeah, so you're gonna keep your information private. Good. So these conversations are working, and I know sometimes, you know, it's important for you guys to have independence a little bit, and you know, and I know I try to strike that balance with my kids too, but it's nice that your mom's involved.
It's a thin line, especially with the 13-year-old, he's going to be 14, right. And so he's doing online learning as well, and when I'm saying, hey, let me check and see if your schoolwork is in for the week, he like, no. You know, so I can respect that, because I can also see his grades and see that he's doing well. But it's a fine line managing between their independence and also being a parent.
Yep.
But I err on the side of being a parent. That other stuff we'll get to later.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. Awesome. That's great. Is there anything else you think you'd like to leave with us when you're talking about? Can we talk a little bit about, like, we started to talk about, you know, what kids should be looking out for? So like, what kind of feelings do you think kids are going to start feeling if social media is starting to affect them negatively, just so we could be a little mindful? Like, talk about the mindfulness a little bit.
Yes. So what I've noticed in kids, when it's starting to bother them, they become anxious, and it doesn't look like normal anxiety as it would appear or present in an adult. Mm-hmm. And so they're more irritable. Mm-hmm. I mean, touchy. They become aggressive. Some withdraw and or isolate. And it's just like a total change in their behavior. And so sometimes you have to ask them, hey, is everything okay? And they may not tell you the truth, but it's just having that connection with your child so that you can know, you know, something's not quite right. Mm-hmm. If they're hiding out in their room all day, and I know for a 13-year-old, that's kind of typical, but like, I'm not hungry. Okay, well, you haven't eaten in like a day, you know, so you might want to evaluate that type of behavior too. I've also noticed a change in relationships with their peers and their brothers, you know, specifically in my household.
Right.
And it's just like nothing's right. They can't play with them. They don't want to be bothered with them. They're pushing them. They're poking. They're pushing every button to try to get a rise out of them. And so I'm like,
the nods. Oh, I see the nods and the smiles.
Oh, okay. So y'all know. Yeah. And so they'll just ride each other. And I'm just like, what's happening here? you know. So then, you know, I suggest maybe we all go outside. I think one of our favorite times, like during the summer and during COVID, basketball. So in the evening, I'm like, suit up, boys, tie your shoes up, put your phones down, and let's go out. And I notice that after they get that physical activity, they have a reset and they're ready to go. Oh, so looking for those signs, you know, lack of appetite, staying up too late when they're tired and groggy, not wanting to participate in things that they normally find pleasure in. So when these three stop playing basketball, we got a problem.
All right, sounds it.
Yeah, and if they don't want to eat their favorite foods, yeah, I'm going to be doing some investigating, because that means that something has definitely triggered them, and I need to figure out what it is so I can best help them.
Awesome.
And I also think if I could just leave one more note during this time, you know, it's just important to just check on all ages of people. Mm-hmm. And I also think that if your child does not have a therapist or hasn't seen one, this is a great time, because they're having problems dealing with the new norm or whatever it is that we're going through moving forward. So why not equip them with some skills now so that when they need them, they've had time to practice them so that they can use them when the time comes.
So you're looking for a therapist like as a preventative kind of thing, even, not just waiting till there's a problem.
Absolutely. Because right now it could just be for general coping. That's still a viable reason to see a therapist. And every day we're getting a new piece of news, a new piece of information. We're not sure how long this is going to last. They're missing socialization from being with their friends at school. And so just having another outlet, whether it's virtual, some people are doing in person. And so I always opt on the side of prevention versus reaction. Hmm. And so let's get those tools in place. Because it's nothing like, I tell my clients, having a panic attack and you haven't practiced your coping skills. So now it's going to last even longer. It's going to have more intensity. Mm. And it's just going to be, you know, something that could have possibly, you know, been prevented or smaller or, you know, less in time.
Hmm. So if that's something I wanted to do, if I thought I wanted to look for a therapist that I could talk to preventatively, what would you suggest my steps would be?
Well, you have the option of looking on the back of your insurance card. And either getting on the website and see which therapists in your area take your medical insurance. Mm-hmm. And there's all these sites out here, Psychology Today, Black Therapists. There's a whole bunch. I can't even keep track of them, but there are so many. Mm-hmm. You can get it down to gender, age, race, location, specific to diagnoses. And so it's so many out here. You know, I think for people, it's just hard to make that call to say, I need help. Mm-hmm. But it's okay in this day and age to not be okay, but know well enough to try to take some steps to make sure that you're being the most healthy that you can be mentally.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Thanks for being here. How about you, boys? You have anything else you want to add to our conversation here today?
What do you guys think about seeing a therapist? Would you advise your friends to see a therapist if they were having problems?
I haven't talked to her, but I don't know.
Don't feel comfortable getting a therapist. Yeah, what about you, Lick? Would you advise friends to seek a therapist if they needed it?
Maybe.
Excuse me?
Maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess we're divided here.
Yeah. Well, they may get to talk to you, too. Do you, You must be a great resource for them as well.
I don't know. It's hard. You know, being a mom and being a therapist, I have to kind of separate the two.
Right.
You know, because I can't very well do clinical work with my kids and still be their parent. Mm. And so in that situation, I refer out.
Uh-huh.
They can see a therapist if they need to, but I can't do both. You know, it gets a blur of the lines.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, true. But I always keep the door open to them for that. Mm-hmm. And I always let them know that therapy is not a bad thing. You know, mental health and has that stigma against it now. Well, it's always been there, but I think it's getting a little worse.
You think it's getting worse?
A little bit in some cultures.
Can you talk to me a little bit about that? Because I thought it was getting better. I'm not sure.
Well, I think that there is an outpouring of people reaching out for therapists right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed some cultures still believe that they should keep things in the house and not reach outside and tell an outsider their problems for fear of being judged, for fear of being called weak, not able to handle things, you know, friends and family saying things about them. And so, you know, even though COVID is rampant and more people are needing help, I'm still finding a little bit of stigma and resistance in some populations in cultures.
Yeah. Well, hopefully with you coming out and speaking to people like this and, you know, hopefully that's taking steps in the right direction to, you know, alleviate that, because it is important. It's so important.
Yes, I really hope so. And, you know, there's people that always use that saying as, you know, if something physically happens to your body, you go to the doctor or go to the hospital. So why not do it for your mental health? I don't know who coined that term or that phrase, but I love it.
Yeah.
You know, so they're equally as important.
Sure, sure. And that your mental health can really affect your physical health too.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's and vice versa.
Uh-huh. It's all one
thing. Yes.
Excellent. Yep. Excellent. Well, Cherie and the boys, thank you so much. It was
thank
such a pleasure.
So much.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
And, thank you so much.
And I'm glad we finally got it together.
Yes. Yeah, I was getting a little worried there.
No. Thanks.
All right. Anything else you guys want to say before we leave? Cherie, you don't want to do a dance or say something funny?
Do a TikTok for me?
Yeah. I want to get y'all together. Y'all got a routine together? They're like, no, mom, shut it down.
No. Well, there you have it, friends, my interview with Cherie Rucker from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed speaking with her, and I hope you'll give her social media bubble a try if ever you're feeling overwhelmed with your social media feed. I know I'm going to try to be more mindful when I'm using social as well. So if you did enjoy as much as I enjoyed speaking with her, please make sure you follow and subscribe to the podcast so you know when we have future episodes coming out. And until then, thanks.